1. Listing Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. We'll have another good harvest this year.
Surely. Let's get everything ready for the getting in of the crops.
Question. Who are the speakers?
Two. Excuse me. Could you change the dollar bill for coins?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not allowed to give you change without a purchase. If you go across the street, you'll find a change machine in front of the bookstore.
Question. Where does the woman suggest that the man get change?
Three. Has your little sister bought her books yet?
She bought a history book, but the Japanese and English textbooks were sold out.
Question. Which book has the man's sister got? 4. Have you seen Mr. Taylor? He is usually here by 9 o'clock.
He said he was coming at 9:30 today, but it's already 10 o'clock.
Question. What time does Mr. Taylor usually come? 5. Suppose the company offered you a pay rise of 50%. Would you be so determined to leave and look for a job elsewhere?
Yes. I've set my mind on it. I'd like to find a job that can fully show my ability.
Question. Why has the man decided to leave the company? 6. Would you join us for a picnic? We are going to the seaside for the weekend.
Well, my friend Jack is coming to visit, but thanks anyway for the invitation.
Question. What will the man probably do this weekend?
7. The children next room are loud.
You called that loud? Then you should have heard the noise they made yesterday.
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. Richard, it's said that last week's math exam was quite difficult.
Yes, it was, and I thought I would have failed. But, in fact, I got the 3rd highest score in the class.
Question. How did the man perform in the exam? 9. Could you do me a favour and type this report for James?
For James? I should say that's the last thing in the world for me to do now.
Question. What does the man mean? 10. Have you heard about the building of the new theatre?
Of course I have. With so many trees cut down, haven't they ever thought about the natural price the centre has cost?
Question. What does the man think of the building of the new theatre? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Would you like to adopt an animal? Although this sounds very unusual, some children have done just this. Brookfield Zoo near Chicago has given people the chance to adopt animals that live in the zoo. Any person can adopt a zoo animal by paying for all of its food for 1 year. One of the animals that needed parents was a young tiger named Shorty. The people at the zoo said that it would cost about $8,000 a year for the food for Shorty. Not many boys and girls have $8,000 to spend. That is why several hundred children and grown-ups each have sent a little money to the zoo to help pay for Shorty's food. Many of the children sent in money which they had earned. Some children sent in only a quarter, because that was all the money they had. Other children sent in more money than that. Since so many people sent money to the zoo to help pay for Shorty's food, he now will be able to eat as much as he wants. Shorty must be a happy tiger to know he has so many adopted parents. Many children must also be happy to know that they have helped to feed him. It will really be exciting for those children to go to Brookfield Zoo to visit their adopted tiger Shorty.
Questions 11. Who is Shorty?
12. Why do several hundred people give money to help Shorty?
13. What can you infer from the passage?
Would you like to adopt an animal? Although this sounds very unusual, some children have done just this. Brookfield Zoo near Chicago has given people the chance to adopt animals that live in the zoo. Any person can adopt a zoo animal by paying for all of its food for 1 year. One of the animals that needed parents was a young tiger named Shorty. The people at the zoo said that it would cost about $8,000 a year for the food for Shorty. Not many boys and girls have $8,000 to spend. That is why several hundred children and grown-ups each have sent a little money to the zoo to help pay for Shorty's food. Many of the children sent in money which they had earned. Some children sent in only a quarter, because that was all the money they had. Other children sent in more money than that. Since so many people sent money to the zoo to help pay for Shorty's food, he now will be able to eat as much as he wants. Shorty must be a happy tiger to know he has so many adopted parents. Many children must also be happy to know that they have helped to feed him. It will really be exciting for those children to go to Brookfield Zoo to visit their adopted tiger Shorty.
Questions 11. Who is Shorty?
12. Why do several hundred people give money to help Shorty?
13. What can you infer from the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
As flying long distances becomes ever more common, long flights with young children are something parents have to deal with more often. Flights can be unbearable because of the kids, and you might be puzzled at why they should make so much trouble. However, never forget how uncomfortable a long-distance flight itself might be to a person, especially little children. The first and most important tip for parents with kids is to book early and let the airline know that you will have young children with you. Chances are that they will give you seats in a row, which means the kids have a place to play, rest, and even sleep. And when your children lose their cool and you are not able to deal well with the situation, The best way is to turn to the air staff for help. Don't forget that they are far more experienced than ordinary people to deal with tough passengers because they have received special training in the field. Therefore, never feel too embarrassed to accept their help. As flying long distances becomes ever more common, long flights with young children are something parents have to deal with more often. Flights can be unbearable because of the kids, and you might be puzzled at why they should make so much trouble. However, never forget how uncomfortable a long-distance flight itself might be to a person, especially little children. The first and most important tip for parents with kids is to book early and let the airline know that you will have young children with you. Chances are that they will give you seats in a row, which means the kids have a place to play, rest, and even sleep. And when your children lose their cool and you are not able to deal well with the situation, the best way is to turn to the air staff for help. Don't forget that they are far more experienced than ordinary people to deal with tough passengers because they have received special training in the field. Therefore, never feel too embarrassed to accept their help.
Questions. 14. Why could kids be so troublesome on long flights?
15. What is the most important thing for parents travelling with kids?
16. What can parents do when their children don't feel calm?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Has anyone seen my calculator?
Well, I haven't. What's the matter?
I can't find it anywhere.
When did you last have it?
Yesterday afternoon.
Are you sure? Didn't I see you with it this afternoon when your friend Robert was here?
Oh, yes. Now I remember. He said he wanted to borrow and keep it for a while. He said just a while, but I never intended him to keep it so long.
You don't need it now, do you?
Of course I do. Why do you think I'm looking for it? I've told Robert to buy one himself instead of always using mine. Calculators are so cheap now.
Why not ring Robert up and tell him you want your calculator back?
Not at this time of night.
Well, then you'll have to do without it until tomorrow.
Has anyone seen my calculator?
Well, I haven't. What's the matter?
I can't find it anywhere.
When did you last have it?
Yesterday afternoon.
Are you sure? Didn't I see you with it this afternoon when your friend Robert was here?
Oh, yes. Now I remember. He said he wanted to borrow and keep it for a while. He said just a while, but I never intended him to keep it so long.
You don't need it now, do you?
Of course I do. Why do you think I'm looking for it? I've told Robert to buy one himself instead of always using mine. Calculators are so cheap now.
Why not ring Robert up and tell him you want your calculator back?
Not at this time of night.
Well, then you'll have to do without it until tomorrow.
Questions. 17. What is the man doing now?
18. Where is his calculator?
19. Why does the man forget about Robert having his calculator?
20. When can the man get back the calculator?